this whole other Sunday night. I hope it's getting recorded. I can't see. Can we take a look? Just the seconds are moving, I think so. Okay, Shar. Shar Yichud HaMaizah Perek Chamishi. Page Kufayim Ches. We'll start with the third line. Everybody's on vacation. I mean, I'm also going to go on vacation. I'm taking off for a week. I don't know where everybody is. I'm giving you a job. I want you to call everybody up tomorrow in the shul who's a member and ask them just simply what they were doing at 9 p.m. last night. And the people that are working, they can't even say they were working New York hours because it's Sunday today. So I just want to know what they're doing.
What if I get stoned?
Don't say who you are. So I'm calling for Reverend Livingston. Now I know some guys are practicing for the marathon. Now I know. Some guys, I guess, are surfing the web. Some guys are diapering their babies, doing the dishes. I don't know. No one's doing that. What are 150 people doing now at 9 p.m. at night? What are they doing? I'm fascinated. What are they doing? Like, what are they doing? They're reading a book? Yeah. Watching movies? Maybe? They're watching DVDs?
Columbo.
Sunday night, Columbo and Hanami. DVD. Believe me, I bought them all. I bought them all 2 months ago. I still didn't have time to take it out of the package. I didn't find it out of the package. I didn't find it out of the package. It's sitting in the package.
What's sitting in the package?
Something I bought.
One. I get it. Now there's no birthday present anymore.
No, now my next birthday present is, I don't know. Get everybody tonight, sir. Oh.
Columbo was easy.
Okay, you don't have to call him up anymore. What are they doing? You know what they're doing? It's terrible. I don't want to think about it. They're surfing the web. They're looking at the internet. They're reading a paper. Sleeping, napping, running, talking to their wives.
I wouldn't go that far.
What are you doing? I want a seker. What were you doing Sunday night at 9 p.m.?
It's a good question.
They can't. Okay, I'm starting my vacation by staying here all night. I have to be up all night again. It's my vacation. We're starting Shmaitzer. You want to come to Shmaitzer Tuesday night? It's going to be so exciting. So you can shmack a limbo. Ooh, you can do me a big favor. You're near a farm store? Could you go into a farm store tomorrow and tell me what kind of... I'm looking for a Shmaitzer that's inexpensive and very clear print to buy for everyone.
No Perushim.
The one I wanted to buy, there was a Perush called Shmaitzer Amavueris.
Yes.
But I wanted to buy... He doesn't...
You won't tell you one more.
They don't make him that way anymore. Now they sell two volumes. I have the one when it was seven volumes. He made them in seven volumes originally, and what? Each Shmaitzer was separate, and in the back, he reprinted all the Gemaras that the Shmaitzer brings down, and all the Rambams, and all the Prima Godims, and all, like, everything was in the back.
You called him, he doesn't have anyone?
I called the guy up, he told me to call his son, I called his son up. I don't believe them, but they say they don't have any left. The stores won't even sell. First of all, he doesn't have the Marmal Kindness anymore. And also, it's two volumes, and I don't know how the shiur is going to work out. The store won't even sell me one. You have to buy the whole set. So I'm forgetting about him. And I would like to get a Shmaitzer. My son had a Shmaitzer called Shmaitzer Hamafur, and it was very clear print. Oisius Merubos, and grabbed it very thin, like it was just Schmeitzer. I rather felt it was too single spaced. I felt there should have been more space between the lines. But that's not fair.
I won't be somewhere where I'll be able to buy a quantity of them.
We'll start with three of them. Two of them have Schmeitzers already. Two fellows in the Shear have Schmeitzers.
They're going to be the same?
No, I don't see why. But I want to buy inexpensive. No, I don't care about Perushim, but it should be inexpensive. No Perushim. And the Ikar should be clear print. I'm not even so sure if the one I saw that my son has is the best, because the line space, it's also shtickle hot on the eyes. There's no line space.
You learn Gemara, and then now you learn that straight.
I'll decide how to do it. Sometimes it's enough for me to say over to Gemara, because the Gemara is just a jumping off point. Some of times you have to learn the sugya to understand what he's saying, and then we'll learn the Gemara. The best is if someone wants to invest in a Schmeitzer Hamavueres, like a Kahati Schmeitzer, I call it. So it's Kedai, but you have to, it's 90 shekel or whatever it is, 80 shekel. You have to invest, you have to make an investment. Okay, let's learn a little. I'm reminding you about the lights. And if I leave in the middle, the door locked behind me, or I have to lock the door.
Jolson's here, you should lock it.
No, if he's not here, I'm assuming.
If he's not here, then you should lock it.
I have to lock it. Okay, I have the key. Page Kufayim Ches. You're lucky you came. We were going to make a seker. I'm having someone call up everybody in the shul tomorrow, asking them what they were doing at 9 p.m. tonight.
We just pulled up.
You're lucky. You're in the Beis Medrash. I want to know what everybody was doing at 9 p.m. I don't think I'm going to like it. If I would get an answer, I don't think I would like it. But the Abish is going to ask them. The Abish is not even going to have to ask them. Yita Achrov, this is very, very conniving and dangerous. When the Yitzhara meets you on your own battleground, he's talking about the intellectual who has proofs and the like. So the Yitzhara, page Kufayim Ches, second line, Lefishu Ponay Lecha Bofen Madoi, Benoit Bechabaderech Ahochacha, proofs. He meets you on your battleground. If he's matal a safek, so you don't know what to think. Like you think you're searching for truth, and he captured you. V'yozer bo negdecha, neishet ha'soymecha lo b'cholin yin ha'koshe alecha, yosoymechan yoseichel. Someone who relies, he doesn't negate using the Seichel. He says you have to fight the Yetzirah. You have to recognize that it's the Yetzirah, which is no small feat, because it's you. And really, he says Seichel Hayasha will do it. You have Rabbi Chanan, if you're not Nogei Abadavar, everybody has Seichel Hayasha. Finishing all of Cholinyan Shina Barlacha. Kashiyikbar Alecha, the Yishlot Bacha, Bemeshe Haseichel Ozer Lo, Ubisayo, Bemeshe Tohu, Vadiba Baina Bagade Hatoya Batsura Sochacha. Then it gets worse. You have Virchamay Sadagar Shaysa Krogolo MS, which has a little MS in it. He just makes it shaky and he warps it and he twists it. Mitzara Shekinister Ba, El Shachrea, he takes you down, down, down once he captures you. Asher boh emes pochos la sheker meruba, v'kach lo yechtel milahavircha madregel amasha achreha, ad asher yegechol adargo shenedem imena oifeno emes, v'tia sheker muchlat. It's like saying, you know, they started off, let's say, Reform Judaism, let's say. It's a good thing I don't have my glasses on. What? Tell him Schmeitzer Tuesday night. We're starting Schmeitzer Tuesday night, 8:15 every night. 8:15
till
9 o'clock. We're starting with Schmeitzer Aleph. Yeah, I'm skipping the Psicha. Hakdama. Shmaitza Aleph, 8:15. Wow.
Tuesday night.
Be covered if you come.
No
be
challenge, no case.
For you, I mean, not for me.
That's like, so 1995. I remember 2005.
If it'll take challenge to get to get
no
people here. Barak will get the challenge like he used to. No, we have our own homegrown challenge now. We don't need Nadar. We have Zevi. We don't need. Tuesday night, 8:15. A brilliant guy. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer. I bet. He's a Tov man. They beat him up, you know. The people in Bays beat him up. Okay, he's a wrestler, but don't take him too seriously. Good guy, good guy. So, like the Reform Judaism, you know, they start off, you take off your Kumpur Kan from davening, that's famous, that's when they started. Then they start having a little, you know, mimicking the Goyim in various ways. And but it's all like, you know, then down, till there was a total tefira in the Malikrim. This process, Mamish, is Bodo Gumanusa, a very historical process. And he starts off with questions and it makes sveikus and shaky, and then a little sheker and a lot of emes, then less and less emes, more and more sheker, till sheker muchlok. Yesh mitchum and olam yapilchum idagas gemul olam abo yitiyad dios cholerolok, and your seichel has now turned into a trap. The sichla chasibul achil yonecha. Can you mind rakosuk? Leicha chamim beinayim benegat pneim the vaynim. Vomer nei bedar barashem mosu v'chochmas melohem. Vomer ki yisharim darkei Hashem. It means the end of the pasuk mestamu. Poishim yikoshlu bom. Normally it's seichel is darkei Hashem, but poishlim yikoshlu bom. Vomer ki achochma imsad bo achocham b'shvileho tiyerufu alachol machla. He's not backtracking on seichel. He's saying, you know, if you're chacham and you keep your wits about you, then it'll be a refuah lechol machla. V'mshina ba'zdarka. But once you, the worst is the warped seichel, the krumah seichel. Tiamad v'klali shein lo tolav lo refuah. Then there's no etzah for it. That's why l'vigach nimshal haTorah ba'esh. Klaimer akosav lekoy dvarah ka'esh. L'vishin meira seinayim ba'ora. On one hand, it's light and gives off light. But there's a refes b'chuma, as a mishana is darka, achar yediyosa osa. And this happens. You see it by many people, by a zoken shapiresh. You see it by people that were very, very. Even intelligent people, smart people, Talmidei Chachamim, one could say, like went off the derech and became slaves of their own seichel, of their warped seichel.